Very good. Well, maybe just a little bit of a background and an overview of Hebrews.
那也许我们做一点的回顾，那背景关于希伯来书。
The Hebrews had a problem.
当时的希伯来人呢，有一些的问题。
They had a very good religion up until the time of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们有一个非常好的宗教，直到主耶稣的时代。
Then when the Lord Jesus Christ came, their religion was disturbed.
然后主耶稣来了，然后他们的宗教呢就被搅扰了。And
in particular, they were not encouraged to carry on going back to the tabernacle or to the temple.
特别的呢，他们不被建议鼓励又回到那圣殿去。Rather,
they were encouraged to leave the tabernacle and temple worship and go on and follow the Lord Jesus.
因为呢，主耶稣来了，他们就 被告知和鼓励要离开圣殿，要跟随耶稣。
What they didn't realize when this book was written was that within a very few years, the temple would be completely destroyed.
而且他们也都知道，要一些年之后呢，那圣殿会被毁了，完全的。
And it would stay destroyed even until today.
而且这些圣殿也的确 是毁了，直到今天还是没建起来。
So, the writer to the Hebrews is writing now to not only turn them away from temple worship to the Lord Jesus, but to prepare them for the fact that the temple was soon going to be destroyed, maybe 4 or 5 years, and then they would not have the opportunity of going back to the temple, but they could still go back to the principles and the ceremonies of the temple.
所以在这里呢，希伯来书的作者呢是想告诉这些希伯来人呢，不要再回到圣殿转向主。而且呢，这卷书写了之后呢，也许几年之后呢，圣殿就被毁了。但是呢，有一个问题，希伯来人还是可以回到 犹太宗教的那些仪式和节期里去嘛，就算没有有形的殿。So
the book of Hebrews basically says you've got to listen to Jesus.
所以希伯来书其实主题就是告诉人，你要听耶稣的，跟随他。And
I'm just having trouble. Give me a minute till I can find the verse I want. It's in Hebrews chapter 1 or 2.
找一节希伯来书一章二章的经文呢。
Just give me a moment now. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1 says, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we've heard, so that we do not drift away.
希伯来书二章一节，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。Chapter
1 says God used to speak or spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he's spoken to us by his Son.
然后希伯来书一章一节说呢，神在古时借着先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
So the argument is they must make a clean break from their Old Testament religion to following Jesus.
所以呢，他们需要有一个明确的分界，从跟着旧约的这个仪式到跟从主。
So in the chapters that follow, he says that Jesus was greater than Aaron the priest.
所以在这之后的章节里呢，就告诉我们，耶稣比亚伦的祭司要大。Jesus
is greater than Moses.
耶稣呢也比摩西要大。
And therefore, we must not say, well, both are good. I think I'll follow Aaron. I think I'll follow Moses. No, the Lord says, you must follow the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，人们会说，哎，我要跟着亚伦，我要跟着摩西。神说，不要，你要跟着耶稣。
But the book of Hebrews is also full of warnings, basically saying, it isn't just that you should follow the Lord. It isn't just that you should turn from the temple worship. It says you must turn. The warnings are, if you don't turn, you will be in great trouble.
所以希伯来书呢，也是一卷很重要的警告的书啊，就是这不单单是说你应该啊跟随主耶稣，而是必须啊。如果你不这么做呢，他说犹太人你们会有大麻烦。
So the question is, when they got out of bed on Saturday morning, were they going to go down the street and turn left to go back to the temple or turn right and go to the gospel chapel?
所以他们的选择就是他们周日早晨起来，他们是要往左去到圣殿呢，还是往右去到教会？
That's the great issue that we all must face. Are we going to follow the Lord or are we going to come close?
那如果对我们来说也是一样啊，我们是要跟随耶稣呢，还是只是走得近，但是并不进来。
And then in the first verses of chapter 6, the writer to the Hebrews says in the first verses of chapter 6, we must leave the principles of the Old Testament and go on to the fulfillment in the New.
对，希伯来书六章一节就告诉我们要离开这些道理的开端啊，要进到完全的地步。
And he lists again many of the good things that were in the temple worship.
他也再一次列举了很多在圣殿敬拜里的好的事情。
Okay, and so he says, I'll just read it to you. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ. That would be the prophecies, the teachings in the Old Testament. We leave them behind because they're incomplete.
所以六章的一节说，离开基督道理的开端，就是指旧约的教导啊。我们因为这些都已经过去了啊，实现了，所以要把它放在身后。
We must go on to the maturity that is in Christ.
然后我们要进到完全的地步，在基督里。
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from Acts that lead to death.
如同懊悔死刑哈。
That's very important, but that's Old Testament teaching. Repentance is most important. That's what the Old Testament teaches.
那这是非常重要的，但这是旧约的教导。
And we must continue in faith of God, faith of God, faith in God. That's in the Old Testament. Very important, but you don't get saved through that.
这也很重要，旧约也告诉我们要信靠神，但是呢，我们不是靠着这个得救的。
Instructions about baptisms or washings, and the priests in the Old Testament had to be very careful how they washed to be clean when they went about the work of God. That's Old Testament.
各样的洗礼、按手之礼，这个洗礼也有各种的要求。那旧约呢，这都是详细的教导啊。
And the laying on of hands, all kinds of teaching in the Old Testament about putting your hand on the head of the offering.
按手之礼也是一样，有各种各样旧约的教导，把你的手呢放在这个羊身上，羊头上。
Resurrection from the dead and eternal judgment, they are Old Testament teachings as well.
那死人复活以及永远审判各等的教训也是旧约的教导。
And some people will say, well, they're good enough. We don't need Jesus. Of course, you need Jesus. These all teach that there is a need for a salvation, but none of them were able to provide the salvation Jesus only provides this salvation.
所以这些呢都是告诉我们需要救恩，但是这些都不是给我们救恩，唯独耶稣才是救恩。
And so Paul, the writer to the Hebrews, is saying that all these are good, but we must go on from here to the person of Christ in order that our salvation be complete, rather than a lead up to it and never getting to it.
所以这些呢都很好，但是呢我们不能够只停在这儿。要得着完全的救恩呢要往前进啊，也进到耶稣里去。
And then comes the warning to the people who are really not decided to leave the Old Testament yet. Verses 4 to 6 say, there's a warning here. If you don't leave the old, and if you don't go to the Lord Jesus, you are not going to find it easy to do so later. You've got to make up your mind now.
这后面就讲了，你如果不离开这旧的教导啊，那以后呢会更难啊，因为你现在就要做决定，就要离开。
Then he says in verses 7 to 8 we looked at last week, there are two kinds of land.
然后上一周我们读到的第七节往后呢就有两种的土地。
There's good land with good crops on it and the rain comes down and brings forth a wonderful harvest.
一块田地呢吃过屡次下的雨水生长菜蔬呢合乎耕种的人用。
There's bad land, and there's bad weeds in bad land. But when the rain comes on it, it brings forth fruit. It's just bad stuff that it brings forth.
那若长荆棘和蒺藜呢，就必废弃啊。所以它是不好的田地啊，它带来的是不好的结果。
So he's basically saying, if you stay in the bad land, if you don't come forward to Jesus, you say, we got a good religion here in Judaism. It was good enough for Moses. It was good enough for Aaron. It was good enough for the prophets. We don't need Jesus. Then that bad land will bring forth bad crops and you'll not get away from it easily.
这里讲的意思就是如果你坚持啊，留在犹太的宗教里，你不想去到耶稣里啊，这就像一块旧的坏的田地啊，那会带来坏的结果啊，后面会很糟糕。
So he's saying, be warned, don't fall back into that, move on to Jesus Christ.
所以他说你要不要停在这儿，不要在这跌倒，往前进，进到耶稣里去。
All right, that's the basic teaching. It's not easy to follow. It's not easy to understand.But that's what it is saying.
对，这是一个基本的教导啊，比较难理解啊，但是这就是他所讲的内容了。
Now, my question would be, do any of you have questions about that? Because many people do get distressed.
那我的问题就是，你们就这一段有什么问题吗？因为很多人读这段的时候就很沮丧啊。
Any questions or comments?
有没有什么问题?
All right, so one day, Harold Budd and I were at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and a knock came at the door, and a man came in.
那有一天呢，他说以前的过世的 Harold, 另外一个 Harold 长老啊，跟他呢一起在十六节教会在聊啊，然后有一个人敲门进来。
He was not just a nice man, he was a very famous man.
他是一个很有名的人，但好像并不是很好。
And if I were to tell you his name, you would say, oh yeah, I've heard of him, I know him.
如果我把他名字说出来，你会说，哎呀，我听过这个人啊。
And he said to us, listen, he said, I've been reading Hebrews chapter 6, and he says, I think I'm in deep trouble.
他说呢，哎呀，我一直在读希伯来书六章，我现在呢有一点麻烦。
He said, I thought I was a Christian, but when I read these verses, I said, maybe I'm not sure, maybe I'm not a Christian. And he was in deep soul distress.
他说我一直以为我是个基督徒，但我读这些的时候，我觉得好像不一定啊，我现在有一点怀疑了。
So we spoke to him for a while and tried to clarify his position. This is the error that he was in.
那我们就一直跟他聊哈，然后想把他从这个错误的概念里带出来。
He said, well, in verses 1 to 3 and then 4 to 7, 4 to 6, he said, I think those verses refer to my Christian faith.
所以他说呢，六章的前面几节呢，一到六节呢，是在说我的基督徒的信心。
And he says, I'm afraid I'm not following God firmly enough. I'm afraid I might have turned back and there's no hope for me because verse 4 says it's impossible for those who've once been enlightened, who've tasted the heavenly gift and shared in the Holy Spirit, who've tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers to come. If they fall again, it's impossible to be brought back to repentance. He said, I think that's what happened to me.
然后呢，他就读到五节六节哈，他说这就是在说我啊，他说我信了，然后有软弱，我又回去了，但是呢，如果这样的话，我就不可能再有机会了，因为他说他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他，这就是说我。
He said, those verses refer to me and my former salvation, but he said, I've done some foolish things, I've fallen away, I don't think I can ever become a Christian again.
然后他说这就在我想我的基督徒的生命啊，我做了一些信主以后做了一些很愚蠢的事，我也跌倒了，然后看起来用这个经文看起来呢，好像我就没有办法再回去了。
And his mistake was number one, that he assumed that he had turned away from the New Testament teachings that areHe says verses 1 and 2 and 3, verses 1 and 2, they relate to New Testament teachings. They don't. They relate to Old Testament teachings. They don't relate to truth about God's salvation. They relate to truth about repentance toward God.
在希伯来书的六章一节到三节呢，他把它误解成对新约的教导，其实并不是，只是在讲旧约的内容啊。所以它并不能应用在我们新约的基督徒身上。
And then in verses 4 to 6, he said, I have been enlightened. I've tasted the holy gift. I've shared in the Holy Spirit. I've tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age. And if they fall away to be brought back to repentance, he said, I'm just afraid that I may have missed the whole thing.
然后呢，在六章的四节，他说：“我也蒙了光照，我也尝过天恩的滋味，我也在圣灵有份。”那这些呢，我因为软弱了，又跌倒了，所以我就再回不去了。他说：“讲的就是我。”
So it isn't primarily a warning against Christians. It is a warning against those who were following the Old Testament, who came close to the blessings of God and never did get them.
这些其实并不是在讲新约得救的基督徒的在最终的软弱跌倒的事，他是在讲那些持守在旧约的教导里的人，那他们很接近，但是他们最终呢并没有接受。
I gave to you last week the illustration of the children of Israel in Moses' day at Kadesh Barnea.
所以上一次呢，我跟大家讲过这例子哈，就是摩西和以色列人他们来到Kadesh Barnea， 就是他们在要进迦南之前的那个地方，第一次拆探子那个地方。
They knew all the truth of God. They actually saw all the miracles of God. They saw the 10 plagues on Egypt. They saw the blessings of God in the promised land. They got all the way up to Kadesh Barnea, and it had been miracle after miracle after miracle. They knew the truth. They'd seen the truth. They'd participated in the blessings of God, but they still didn't believe.
这就是一个形象的例子了，就是所有犹太人呢，从出埃及开始，他们看见神的神迹，他们也听见了，神的教导，他们也知道这些都是真的，看见云柱火柱，一个神迹接着一个神迹，他们来到了迦南前面，他们拆了十二个探子，但是他们心里却不信。
So they said, we don't believe. God said, I know you don't believe. You can't go into the promised land. And he sent them to the wilderness for 38 years until they all died. That's what this passage is teaching.
所以呢，神说，那我也知道你们不信，所以我要把你们拆到旷野里啊，38年啊，那这一代人都会死。
Some people say, well, that means you can be saved and you can lose your salvation and never be able to get it back.
有的人误解这段经文呢，认为是你可以得救，然后呢，得救之后可以失掉你的救恩，永远再得不回来，这错了。
The answer is no. These people at Kadesh Barnea, they never did believe God. They believed the miracles. They believed the manna. They believed the water, but they did not believe God.
因为即便是当时的犹太人那一代人，他们不信呢，他们相信的神迹，他们想要的是水啊，是肉，他们不要神，他们不相信神，所以他们从来没有信过。
So here's the warning for you and me.
所以这是对你和我的警告。
You say, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. I believe He's going to help me and so on. Do you really believe it? Or do you just believe some of the good things He's going to give you?
然后你说，哎，我相信耶稣基督会救我啊。那你真的是这么信吗？你还是只是想要他的一点祝福呢？
Some people say, well, you know, I really do believe God yesterday. But then I don't today. So I guess I'll never be able to be saved again. Because, hang on, when you get saved, what do you get?
所以有的人说，我昨天信了，今天有一点不信了，所以我这样的一个过程呢，我就没法再回去了。所以只要等一等啊，你应该前面就没有信嘛。
When you get saved, you get eternal life, don't you?
你因为信了，你就得到永恒的生命，不是吗？
How long does eternal life last for?
那永恒的生命持续多久呢？
Forever.
永恒嘛。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,When do you get eternal life?
那你相信耶稣基督，你什么时候得着永生呢？
If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, when do you get eternal life?
你相信耶稣基督，你什么时候得着永生？
The day after tomorrow?
是后天吗？
When do you get eternal life?
你的永生什么时候开始？
Quote me a verse of scripture and tell me when you get eternal life.
你可以引用一节经文来告诉我，你是什么时候得到永生的。
Okay, quote it with me. Let's go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
神爱世人啊，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you believe in Jesus, when do you get eternal life?
你相信主耶稣，你什么时候得着永生呢？
Chelsea, when?
就是在那个 timing 那个时候就。
When you believe.
When you believe.
就那个时候嘛，就是他相信的时候。
So if you
真正的相信
life, you get something that's going to go all the way for eternity.
对的，是的，就是他说，当你真的相信那一刻呢，从那刻开始，你就得着 永远的生命。
When does it start?
它从什么时候开始的呢？
It starts when you believe.
就是从你信的那一刻。
Now, if you get 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 years down the road, can you lose your eternal life?
如果你在这永生里过了十天、十个月、十年，你会失掉它吗？
Can you lose it?
你会失掉吗？
Why not?
为什么不会？
Because if you could lose it, it wouldn't be eternal.
如果你会失掉，它就不叫永生嘛，不是吗？
If it's going to last forever, it means it's going to last forever. That doesn't just mean it'll be true 100 million years from now. It means it'll be true 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 years from now.
如果它是永生，它就是永生。它不是十天、十个月，甚至也不是两亿年，它就是永生。
These verses in Hebrews are a warning not to people who have eternal life.They're a warning to people who get close to eternal life, but never do believe any more than the Jews who went through the Red Sea believed.
对，所以这些话语是对那些没有得着永生的人讲的。但这些人有个特点，他们非常接近了，他们已经到门口，到跟前了，但他们选择不要，又退回去，回到他的犹太宗教里去，讲了这些人。
So the warning is this.It's not that you've got to make sure that you don't lose your eternal life. It is that you've got to make sure you believe properly so you've got eternal life.
所以你不需要去担心你会失掉永生，你要确切知道你真的信的角度是对的，那你就一定得着永生。
Who is it who has eternal life? John tells us, he who has the Son has life.He who does not have the Son does not have life. If you've got Jesus in your heart, you are not going to fall away.
所以约翰讲了，谁凡有子的就有了生命，不信子的也就没有了生命。所以你有了耶稣基督，你就不会再跌倒。
But if you just pretend that you have Jesus,
那你如果假装你有耶稣，
You can go along to the church meetings.
你也可以去教会。
You can pray.
你也可以祷告。
You can tell other people about Jesus.
你也可以告诉别人关于耶稣。
But you've got to make sure that you have Jesus in your heart. That's the key thing.
但你要确切，你耶稣是在你心里，这是最重要。
All right, I don't know if I've made you understand or whether you're still confused. Some of you look like you are more confused than understanding.
I have a question. Hello.
Hey,
我在那个渔人码头那儿碰见一个妇女，她呢以前是个基督徒，她说她现在呢改成佛教了。信佛教了，那么他得到永生了吗？失去了永生了，对吧？
Yeah. Vic said he met with the lady in Richmond, and that lady said she believed in Lord Jesus before, but now she switched to the Buddhism. So the question is whether she is saved.Or whether she get the eternal life.
Did she believe in Jesus before?
Yeah, she said so.
She said so. Did God say so?
她说呢，她真的相信耶稣吗？之前我说她自己说是相信的，但还有说呢，她说是这样，但神是这样说的吗？
If you were to stand.On the far side of the Red Sea, and you were to say to the people who came through the Red Sea on dry land, you say to them, do you believe in God?
如果你站在红海边上，人们要走干地过红海，你问人们，你相信神吗？
What would they have said?
他们会说什么？
Do you think they would have said yes or no?
他们会说是或不是。站在红海边上要过红海的人肯定说是的。
I think they would have said yes.
我们肯定是听到的全是每个人都说我相信。
If you saw them a few days later when they ran out of water, and they said, let's go back to Egypt, what would they have said?
过几天他们没水喝的时候他们就说我要回埃及了，那他们这时候是在说啥？
They say, no, I don't really think I believe in God.
这时候他会说，
let's go back to Egypt.
这时候他会说其实我并不是那么相信神。
Now who did God believe?
那神相信谁呢？
God says, I'll tell you who believes me.
然后神说呢，我要告诉你谁是真的相信我。
The person who believes me is the person who says, I believe that God can help me even now that it's difficult.
就是那些神，那些说呢，我相信神，即便现在有困难，我也相信他在帮助我。
Okay, here's the little boy.
这里有个小男孩，
He's at his birthday party.
在他的生日晚，party 上。
His mommy gives him all kinds of nice gifts and lots of ice cream.
妈妈给了他很多礼物和冰淇淋。
You say to him, Johnny, do you believe your mommy loves you?
然后他就问孩子说 ,Johnny, 你相不相信妈妈爱你呢？
Johnny says, sure.
Johnny 说当然是。
And then, a couple of hours later, mommy says, now Johnny, stop playing.Because it's time for you to go to bed.
过了几个小时呢，妈妈说 ,Johnny, 不要再玩了，现在是睡觉的时间了。
Johnny says, but I'm playing games.
Johnny 说我现在正在玩游戏。
His mother says, yes, that's right. You go to bed now, you'll be strong in the morning, but you've got to go to bed now.
妈妈说呢，那你现在要上床睡觉了，你这样第二天才有精神，你现在必须要睡觉了。
And Johnny says, why?
那 Johnny 说呢，为什么？
Mommy says, because I love you.
妈妈说，因为我爱你啊。
Johnny says, you don't love me, and he throws a temper tantrum.
然后他 Johnny 就说呢，你不爱我，他就发脾气。
Who do you believe?
你相信什么？
Anybody can say, I believe as long as you give me more ice cream.
每个人都会说，只要你给我多点冰激凌，那我就相信你。
God says, I'll tell you who believes me.
神说呢，我来告诉你，神真的相，谁真的相信。
Those who believe me are those who will do what I say when it's not convenient.
就是那些真的，在困难里依然按我的话去行的人，那就真的相信我。
Vic, what does that lady believe?
Vic 碰见了这个女士，她真的相信什么呢？
Did she believe God or does she believe whatever she wants to believe?
她相信神还是相信她所说的想相信的那一些东西？
And I was sitting with a lady on the bus many years ago. Her daughter was in our Sunday school.
很多年前呢，我在和一个女士在公交车上碰见了，坐在旁边，她的女儿也在我们的主日学。
I said to her, do you believe in God?
我就问她，你相信神吗？
She said, no, I used to, but I don't anymore.
她说，我不相信，我以前相信，现在不再相信了。
I said, why is that?
我说，为什么这样？
She said, well, my husband was sick.So I prayed that God would heal my husband, and he didn't. My husband died.
然后她说我丈夫得了重病，然后我就祷告求神能够救他，然后神也没有救，然后我丈夫过世了。
So she said, I don't believe him.
然后她说我就再不相信神了。
Did she ever believe him?
然后这个女士她曾经真的信过神吗？
No, all she believed was there's maybe a way I can get what I want.
那他所信的其实就是用我的想法来看见的结果。
So there's big problems, and this particular passage addresses these problems and says your faith must be in Jesus the Savior rather than in answered prayer, rather than in a miracle here, rather than in a religion there, rather than other things. Don't allow anything to get between you and Jesus. And when the testing comes, it's your opportunity to prove that you believe in Jesus.
所以这一段其实就是说呢，你要眼睛单单定睛在耶稣身上，单单信靠他，而不是呢信靠祷告的应允，信靠一些什么宗教，信靠你所想要的事情神迹。那当试炼来临的时候呢，就能显明你到底是不是真的相信。
So the issue is never, do I still believe in God? Am I still saved? The issue is always, did you believe in God? Did you get saved in the first place?
所以这个问题永远都是呢，我是不是失掉了我的救恩？不是这个，这个不是你要去考虑的。你要去考虑，你一开始真的信了吗？你回到最初的那个信心上，你真的是信了吗
？He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath not the Son of God does not have life. It's always the same. If you believe, you get eternal life.If you don't believe, you don't get eternal life. But if you get eternal life, it's eternal life.
所以有圣有子的有圣子的就一定有父就得救了，没有的就肯定是失丧的。所以问题不是在于你失丧了在你得救了又再失丧了，你得着永生就是永生，问题在于呢，你一开始是不是就得着基督了，得着圣子了，还只是得着了个宗教而已。
All right, well, I would like to make that more clear for you. I don't know how. If you've got other questions, that's good. If not, we're going to keep on studying.
Yeah, I think Linda has a question just now.
Okay.
我其实就是想问一下，就是 Harold 刚刚已经回答了我的问题了。
对,
对，我就想比方说我们信了然后我们跌倒了是不是就在这个状况里面就撕掉了这个
对 yeah, her question is just you answered I think through Vic's question as when we are saved and we fell down and whether we'll lose our salvation
again
yeah the question is if we are saved we are believer truly believer but we fell downmaybe in our weakness, does that mean that we lose our salvation, lose our eternal life?
Uh-huh.
就是 Harry 刚刚其实就回答了，就我还没提问，但是他已经回答了。就是我现在还是。
You already answered her.
还是有一个，就是你，就是他刚刚举例的那个人的老公死了，然后他说他祷告了，然后神没救他，他就不信了。我就觉得。像他们这样子我也不知道说什么我就觉得会不就是好像也能理解一样的哦他不信就是。
Yeah. And Linda said, you just mentioned a story, that a lady, her husband died after prayer, and she turned away from the Lord and did not believe. And she said, sounds like so-called reasonable and yeah, understandable.So, it's common in human beings.
Let me see. I think there's two questions. I'll probably forget them, but I'm going to start on one. And the one is, if I fall, if I disobey, does that mean I'm not a Christian?
所以呢，我们一个个来再看一遍啊。就是第一呢，如果我跌倒了啊，我被逆神了，是不是我就不信了啊
？When I was a little boy, I tried to be a good boy.
他说我是小孩子的时候呢，我努力想做一个好孩子。
Sometimes I would walk with my daddy, and he would say to me, "Harold, you're a good boy."
有的时候我会跟我爸爸一起在散步啊，他会跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你是个好男孩。
I used to say, that's very nice.
我说这真的好。
One day I was on the street.
有一天呢，我在路上走。
With some of my friends. And I said something that wasn't very good. But I said it out very loud.
然后呢，他是跟他一群朋友在路上走，他说了一些不该说的话，而且说得很大声。
My daddy was on the street. I didn't know he was there. My daddy was on the street. He heard what I said.
然后呢，这时候呢，他爸呢，其实就在路上，但是他没有看见他爸，但他爸就听见他说那些话了。
He was very disappointed, and rightly so.
然后呢，他爸就很失望，当然这是应该失望的。
Now, what did he say?
他说什么呢？
Did he say, Harold, that's it, you're not my son anymore?
他是不是说呢 ,Harold, 那就到此为止了，你再不是我儿子了，会是这样吗？
No, of course not, he didn't say that.
当然不会，他不会这么说。
He said, Harold, I'm disappointed. I think you should stop playing with your friends. I think you should come home with me and you'll come and work with me because...You don't do a very good job when you're playing with your friends. So you come home, I'll teach you, and you work with me.
他会说 ，Harold， 你不要再去跟你一些朋友玩了，你跟我回家啊，我会教导你，你跟我在一起，那你不要再跟那些坏孩子在一起。
I said to myself, it's more fun to play with my friends than it is to work with my dad. What did I do?
然后呢，他就对自己说呢，跟朋友们玩更好玩呢，跟爸爸回去就要工作，我该怎么办
？I went home to work with my dad.
然后我还是回去跟我爸一起工作了。
And he trained me because he's still my father, and I'm still his son.
他就训练我，因为呢，我还是他儿子嘛，他还是我父亲嘛。
And Linda.You're not going to lose your salvation because you're a bad girl. And you'll lose your joy. And you lose your enthusiasm. You'll lose all kinds of things, but you're not going to lose your salvation. If you're Jesus' daughter, you'll always be Jesus' daughter. Hallelujah.
然后他说 ，Linda， 你不会因为你是一个。坏孩子就是失掉你的救恩，你是基督的女儿，那你就永远是，但是你会失掉什么呢？你会失掉喜乐，你会失掉热情，你会失掉一切的好的一面，但是呢，你不会，你还是他的女儿，你不会失掉你的救恩。
But Linda says, what about this friend of mine that I was sitting by on the bus?
那另外一个问题就是那他以前他的一个。在公交车上碰到的那个人，这个故事怎么解释呢
？God answered her prayer.
其实神听了她的祷告。
That's not true. She prayed to God.
那她向神祷告了。
God did not answer her prayer the way he wanted. She wanted him to.
神没有按照她所想的，就是个女士所想的方向呢，来回应她的祷告。
So what's that mean? Does that mean that she was right and God was wrong?
这个就意味着他对了，神错了吗？
Who's God?
谁是神呢？
Is God the one who answers prayer?
是那个听祷告的神是神。
Or is God the one who says, God, I want you to answer my prayer. Remember, I'm the boss.
还是那个跟神说呢，你要按照我的方向去。去做的这个人，你看我是那个做主的，你要听我的。
No, surely if God is God, He's the one who decides when, where, and how He's going to answer prayer.
当然，神就是神了，他知道怎么样、什么时候、怎么安排才是最好的。
I heard this story a long time ago about a little parrot.
A little carrot?
Parrot, a birdie, parrot.
啊 ，OK， 那他说呢，他以前有个故事啊，应该是个小的啄木鸟啊。
And in Canada, we used to always tell the story that parrots say, they talking birds, and they say, Polly, want a, what is that? Polly, want a cracker.
啊，应该是个鹦鹉啊。那他说呢 ，Polly 想要一个饼干啊，就是鹦鹉去学舌嘛。
And these were the birds you could actually train them to talk like that.
嗯，然后你可以训练这些鸟怎么说话的。
And most people would say, "All right, you train your parrot to say, 'Polly want a cracker.'"
然后很多人会说，那你训练你们家的鹦鹉，让它说 ，Polly 想要一个饼干。
But somebody came up with a joke. And the joke is this. What does a 200 pound parrot say?
那有的人就因此有一个笑话。笑话说呢，那200斤的 parrot 他会怎么说呢？
A little parrot usually weighs about a pound.
那差不多一个鸟呢，大概也就是一磅吧。
What would a 200 pound parrot say?
那200磅的那个鸟会说什么？
And the answer is, Polly want a parrot, Polly want a cracker now.
就是Polly 现在就要一块饼干。
Okay, Polly the 200 parrot basically says, I'm the boss.
那200
Give me the cracker now.
200磅的其实就是肉体更重了。就是我现在就要，我就是老板，你现在就给我一个饼干。
And you can never say to God, God, I'm the boss, you answer my prayer right now.
你一定不能跟主说啊，说我现在是老板，你现在按我的想法听我的祷告。
You can say, God, if you don't answer my prayer, I won't believe you.
你不能说呢，主啊，你不按我的想法来听我的祷告，我就不信你了。
And he will say, well, that's proof that you don't believe me.
所以神会回答你说，那就证明你其实不信我。
So it'll be pretty foolish for me to answer your prayer if you don't believe me.
所以如果你不相信我，怎么听你的祷告呢？
And this woman basically said, I don't believe God because he doesn't give me exactly what I want right now.
那这个妇人这个女士就说，其实我不相信神，是因为她没有完全按照我的想法来听我的祷告。
And God says, I never promised to give you exactly what you want right now. I will be a father. You can be my children. And I'm going to be a good father. I'm not going to be a pushover father.
对，神是一个好神，好的父亲，但是他不是一个被我们左右的父亲。
Any more on that or other questions?
这一块内容还有什么问题吗？
我问一下，刚才 Harold 讲说是在旧约摩西领那些以色列人出埃及，他说真正信的只有两个人进入迦南了，那些倒在旷野的人是没有得救，能这么说吗？
Okay, yeah, the question is regarding your example of the Old Testament, that generation of Israelites. They, in their disbelief, they died in the 38 years wandering in the desert. So, does that mean all of them are not saved? Only two of them are saved?
Well, we're not told precisely, but that's what it would appear to be.
那我们没有被准确的这么告知，看起来是的，好像是。
How many believe God in Noah's day?
在挪亚的时代有多少人信呢？
Eight.
八个人。
How many believe God in Sodom?
那有多少人在索多玛信呢？
罗德妻子和
三个人，两个人。
两个女儿，四个。我还有个问题，就是刚才他说，就是过红海的时候，说过之前你信还是不信？然后他说，因为要过红海了，大家都信。可是，在出埃及记他14章11节说， 就是因为面对后边有追兵，以色列人就向摩西抱怨说我们还不如回埃及呢。其实在红海之前他们也在抱怨，还是如果要这么讲的他们还是不信的呀。十四就出埃及十四节十四章十一节
OK
红海之前他们就在抱怨啊。然后我觉得就是他们神领他们过了红海，在我理解就是说其实他们是得救了，因为过了红海之后就等于是把他们救出来了嘛，从以色列脱离了这个奴隶。然后但是在旷野当中他们一直都在抱怨，然后那两个人只是进了迦南，在我理解是他们成圣了，得救了然后又成圣，那些人是得救没有成圣，这是我自己的理解。但是我觉得哈若的讲的好像就是说从他讲就他们根本都没有得救。我觉得有一点，而且 OK 先
Yeah, so the question is also continually question on this Exodus 14, verse 11, before the Red Sea. Those Israelites also complained. for them, they are the same before the crossing the Red Sea and after they, in verse 11, they complain and that they want to go back, they wanted to go back to Egypt. She believes that all those people, they may be saved, but in the sanctification life, they may have weakness and they may fell down with disobedience, but some of them, they are saved.
Yeah, we're not told that that's the case.
对，我们并不是被告知是这样的一个情形。
It is true that before they went through the Red Sea, they didn't believe. But after they saw miracle after miracle after miracle, they still didn't believe.
所以圣经讲的是他们在过红海之前不信。然后之后一个神迹接一个神迹呢，他们还是不信。
So, the commentary that we should refer to is in the book of Hebrews.
那我们在希伯来书啊有一个经文，我们看一下。
And the phrases we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.Someone can maybe find that phrase for me.
对，他们不信，他们不能进入是因为不信了，应该是希伯来书的某一个经文哈。
Chapter 3 and verse 14.
三章的十四节。
Go back to verse 16. I better get it in the other translation. Just give me a minute.
三章，希伯来书三章，从，应该从十四节到最后。
Hebrews
3:16.
Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were not they all those Moses led out of Egypt?
那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？
They all heard and they rebelled.
都听了，但是他们都悖逆了。
Verse 17, with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness?In the desert.
神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？
And verse 18, and to whom did God swear in his wrath that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed?
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？
So we see,that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
这样看来他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。
Now Moses, when he describes this in Deuteronomy and elsewhere, says that none of them went in save Caleb and Joshua. They were the ones who believed. The others didn't believe.
所以摩西是这么说的啊，除了约书亚和加勒呢，其他人都是不信的。
So I spoke to a man yesterday, and I said to him, "Do you think you'll get into heaven?"
那我有一天跟个人说，我说你相信你去天堂吗？
He said, "Oh yes." He said, "I'm a very good man."
他说是的，我是一个很好的人。
And he told me all the good things he was. He said, "I'm a good father." And I'm a good worker, and I'm, and I'm, and I'm, and I'm, and I'm. He said, I'm sure I'll get into heaven.
他说我是一个好的工人，好的父亲，我是一个什么什么什么。他讲了很多，所以他说呢，我是。
Now it's very, very hard for him to believe that he's not going to get into heaven, because you don't get into heaven by being good. And only people who get into heaven are those who believe. And at Kadesh Barnea, there were only two who believed.
所以对他来说很难，因为他觉得自己很好，所以那些信的才能进啊。在旷野呢，其实那一代人呢，就是那两个人信的。
What would you have done if you were at Kadesh Barnea?
如果你在Kadesh Barnea，你会做什么呢？
I think I would have said, listen, I'm just Harold, okay? I'm just an ordinary guy. But one thing I want you to know. I'm with Caleb. I'm with Joshua. There's got to be at least three of us.
我说我要跟着约书亚，我要跟着加勒，至少有三个人可以进去。
But there wasn't one who spoke up with Caleb and Joshua.
没有一个人站起来来支持约书亚和加勒那一代人。
I was at a very important meeting many years ago, and a decision had to be made. I basically said that we should take this particular action.
很多年前呢，会有一个很重要的会议啊，需要做一个重要的决定。那我觉得呢，我们应该这么做。
I spent several minutes explaining myself to a group of about 40 men, and I explained to them why we should take this action.
那差不多有40人在参加会议啊，我就花了几分钟来解释我们为什么要这么做。
The others, there were some other people at the meeting who said, no, Harold is wrong, we should take this action.
那会议中间还有一群人呢，他们认为Harold 这个讲的不对啊，我们应该采取另外一个行动。
Now, just so happened that they didn't take my action, they took their own action. And several years ago, I was proven to be right, and consequences was a lot of money.
那他们决定最后呢，还是按照他们的想法走下去。但是呢，过了一些年之后呢，证明呢 ，Harold 是对的啊。然后这个的后果呢，就是有很多的钱的损失。
I was amazed that of all the men who were there, there was only one man who said, "I'm with Harold."
所以那天呢，很多人。但是呢，只有一个人说：“哎，我同意 Harold。”
I was kind of amazed. I thought I'd done a pretty good explanation. In fact, time proved that I was right. But there was only one stood with me.
所以虽然他做了很多解释哈，那时间也证明他是对的，但的确也只有一个人跟着他。
Moses was far more right than I ever was.
摩西呢，比Harold 曾经有的状态要好得多了。
Jesus was far more right than I ever was, but they didn't stand with Moses and they didn't stand with Jesus.
耶稣也肯定比 Harold 要对，但是呢， 人们既不选择跟从摩西 也不跟从耶稣。
So Sharon, the wonder of all this is this. It's not so much that others don't believe, it is that we do believe.
所以呢，我们不用看别人信或不信，确切知道自己是信的。
The Lord Jesus said to Peter, Peter, you're blessed because, I'm trying, my mind has gone blank. You're blessed, because my Father has revealed this to you. He's hidden it from the wise and the prudent, but he's delivered it to you. You're just like a babe.But God has delivered it to you.
所以耶稣对彼得说，你是有福的，因为是我天上的父启示你。你就像个婴孩一样接受啊，因为这些真理像聪明通达人就隐藏了。
We talked about this a little bit on Sunday morning.
我们在星期天早上呢也讲了一点这个。
How many people got special witness that Jesus Christ had been born?
有多少人做那特别的见证啊？耶稣基督诞生了。
Millions of people in Jerusalem, they didn't hear it.
许许多多的耶路撒冷人呢，他们没有看见，没听见。
Hundreds of millions of people around the world, they didn't hear it.
更多的地上的人呢，他们也没有听见。
How many did hear it?
多少人真的当天听见？大概只有十几个。
That's God. God gets great glory out of a remnant, out of a very small number of people who do believe him. That's where God gets his glory. He said, he believes me. That little boy, he believes me. That old man, he believes me.And he gets his glory there. Not the glory from the millions of people. He gets glory from some who are prepared to stand up and stand alone and say, but I believe Jesus.
所以神是要从地上的一些渔民呢得着祝福、得着荣耀的啊，而不是从一些多数的人呢啊，是从一些说我不管别人怎样啊，我要为主的发站立，我要相信他。从这些人呢，少数的。
Other questions or comments?
Linda has a follow-up question.
Yeah.
就是上次好像听到讲到说是以色列人过红海，就是表示他们受洗了。那都受洗了，那是不是就都得救了？然后只是他们后面就因为跌倒了，就害怕不敢进那个迦南地呢？就是是不是成圣的路走得不好？
Yeah. So, the spiritually, the Red Sea, is a picture of baptism. Does that mean this baptism afterwards is a life of sanctification, not a salvation?
Well, the problem, Linda, is this, that in the Bible, there are many baptisms.
所以在圣经里呢有许多的洗礼啊。
There was John's baptism.
约翰的洗礼。
There were the baptisms of the people of God in the Old Testament. The priests had to be washed before they could enter into the priesthood.
还有就是祭司的洗礼啊，就是他们要洗了才能进圣殿。
There is believers' baptism by immersion that we practice.
那还有我们用的信徒的浸礼。
All right, so let's go to the verse in Corinthians that you're referring to.
你刚才讲到的就是哥林多前书的地方的一个经文啊。
And I'm not sure where it's found. Somebody help me now. They were all baptized unto Moses.
10.
1 Corinthians 10?
10, 10, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
哥林多前书十章啊，一节二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1. Paul says, for I do not want you to be ignorant of this fact, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. So they all saw the cloud leading them and they all went through the Red Sea. Verse 2. They were all... Go ahead.
哥林多前书十章一节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下得从海中经过，所以他们都经历了云柱的带领，也都在红海里经过。
They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了，摩西。
So this is a picture of baptism, not only in the sea, but also in the cloud.
对，这是一个受洗的图像啊，一个 picture。那不单是在海里，也在云里。
They all ate the same spiritual food, the manna.
然后他们也都吃了一样的零食，也就是玛纳。
They all drank the same spiritual drink from the rock.
他们也都喝了一样的灵水，从磐石里。
For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
而且那所喝的出于他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
All right, so I want to go back to the question now. What was the question, Linda? I forgot.
这个问题哈、啊、，Linda， 你的问题就是，是不是这个是指成圣？
就是他们这些人是不是？得救了还是没得救？还是
So the question is still on whether these people are saved or not.
Did they get into the promised land?
那他们有没有进到应许地呢
？No. And so our understanding would be they were not saved. They came close. They're like children.Who grow up in Christian families and they hear about the truth of God and they enjoy the good things, but they don't believe it.
他们也享受了那些好的东西啊，但是他们就不相信。Sharon said Moses also did not enter into the promised land.
Well, that's only true in part. He was in the promised land on Mount of Transfiguration.
他说这是部分的，因为他在变相山，他其实进了。
Now, the problem is this. We have a hard time understanding who was saved and who wasn't.
对，这里有一个问题啊，就是我们很难去判断啊，那谁得救了，谁没有。
There were 12 disciples. Which one of those 12 disciples knew that Judas was not?A believer.
有十二个门徒啊，那谁能够判断犹大是不是得救的呢？很难从外表看。
Well, none of them knew for sure.
没有人能够确定。
None of them even suspected that it was Judas.
甚至很多门徒都从来不怀疑犹大。
So Paul argues about some of the disappointing days.
所以保罗就在讲到这些令人失望的日子。
Paul says, you know, when I was standing as accused in Rome, nobody stood with me.
他说呢，在我在罗马的时候呢，没有人跟我在一起。
But he also says this. He says, the Lord knows those who are His.He knows. We don't know. The Lord knows those who are His.
但他也讲了一句啊，他说呢，主知道哪些是属他的人，主知道，我们不知道。
Therefore, every one of us must depart from iniquity.
也就是为什么我们每个人要离开罪啊。
All right, so that's the big issue. We don't know for sure, but we do know this. We've got to depart from iniquity, because if we don't depart from iniquity, we could be in trouble too.
所以我们，这是我们所知道的，我们不知道别人，但我们知道我们自己要离开罪。
All right, so don't worry about all the precise details here, because we don't really know for sure.
因为我们不是需要太纠结这些细节啊，因为我们并不是很确定很多时候。
Go ahead, Sharon.
刚才 Harold 跟Linda 说，他说你不要担心，你是神的儿女，就永远都是神的儿女。然后他现在呢，就是说讲说我们不知道每一个人得，就是到底是否得救了。那我觉得这两点是有一点矛盾的，就是有的人可能就真的就是怀疑到底我是否得救，然后他就说你得救的肯定就是得救，不会失去这个身份。那现在你就说不知道你到底是否，谁知道你？那这个东西该怎么平衡？
Okay, the question is still regarding the salvation security of the salvation. So,She said, if we know about the security of the salvation, we will not lose salvation after we are saved. But on the other hand, we don't know who is saved. And this seemingly is conflicted statement. So maybe we are just, it's doubtful about my salvation. Who knows? Maybe I'm not saved, or maybe I'm saved. So if my salvation will notI will not lose my salvation. How can I balance with this truth that we don't know?
All right. First part is this. Does it matter whether I know whether you're saved or not?
那第一呢？你或者你得不得救呢？对我来说呢，其实并不是一个最重要的事情。就是我。别人的救得没得救呢？我可能真的不知道。
Does that matter?
这个有关系吗？
Not really.
其实没有什么关系。
God knows whether you're saved.
神知道你得没得救。
You know whether you're saved.
你自己知道你得没得救。
So, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的八章。罗马书八章。
I'm trying to find the verse, and you may have to help me now. 16, Romans 8:16. For the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit.That we are the children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So, God works in our hearts and minds, and He tells us, we know on the inside whether we're children of God or not.
所以神的灵在我里面以及我自己啊，我们的心同证啊，就是我知道神救了我，我是神的儿女，我自己的救恩我是清楚的。
In my case, it was very, very simple.
也在我自己的例子上呢，在我自己这个事情里，这个例子里呢是很清楚的。
I have never doubted for one moment in my life that I was a child of God.
那我在我的一生里我从来没有怀疑过我是神的孩子。
His spirit bore witness with my spirit that I was a believer. I even believed that I was a Christian before I asked him to be a Christian. Because the witness was there. I guess what I'm saying is God will tell you.
神会告诉你。 你是不是得救了，你的心会很清楚的知道，所以这个在你的救恩上呢是不会有问题的。
The proof is his spirit in us, the proof is our response to him.
这个证据就是他的灵会在我们里面，这个证据就是我们的心会回应他的话语。
We don't know these things as clearly as we would like.
那这一切的事呢，我们不会那么清楚的明白啊，所有的跟这个救恩相关的。
That is why the Bible in Hebrews has warning after warning. Make sure you really do believe.
这也是为什么。希伯来书有很多的警告啊，然后确切的让你知道自己真的相信。
Paul says to the Christians, make your calling and election sure.
所以保罗也在哥林多书说啊，他说要确切让你知道你的呼选召啊是确实的。
So I don't know how else to prove the point. If you believe the Lord, if you walk with him, you'll know. But you won't know about the other person.
所以你相信耶稣，你跟从他，你就知道你得救了。但是别人的你真的不知道，你不是太会了解。
但是不，刚才就是他就讲，就是说有的人就是因为 confuse 嘛，看到这段经文就是 confuse， 他就说教会找他那个人就说我现在麻烦了，我没有得救了，我就犯了这些错误了，就是因为这个经文不就让人产生这个疑惑。我自己也认为就是说我得没得救，因为圣灵在自己身上，你自己交流你自己知道，但是就是别人来说，或者就像刚才他说人来教会去问他说这种状况的时候啊，你又说那我也不知道你得没得救，那我们不能这么去跟人家说的吧。而且再一个我就想，他这句话就是他这四到六节到底是在新约里指的，他肯定是有所指的，他不应，我不认为他是指旧约的人，因为他说他们把神的儿子重新钉十字架，那肯定是指现在的人，新约这些人，那肯定是指新约，就现在这某一些人存在这种状况。那我就想指是否有能有知道大约是什么类型的人是属于这种状况。
Okay, yeah. The question is still back to Hebrews 6:1-6. If you just now said about this person who confused about these verses and was doubtful about his salvation, but how can we reassure him, tell him that he's saved, because if we don't know, and these, what kind of cases or examples of people are these kind of people, persons, in verse 4-6, are these only related to the Old Testament, people, those Jewish people, or may also apply to the New Testament Christians?
It may apply to people in the New Testament. I use the illustration of a family.
这当然有可能会应用在新约的人的身上啊。我想用一个家庭做个例子。
My father was a Christian.
我的父亲是个基督徒。
Our family had many blessings because our father was a Christian.
父亲是个基督徒呢，他们家就很蒙福。
We had, I don't know how to tell it, we just had marvelous experiences. We had happy times around the Bible. We had happy feasting. We had happy learning. We were a happy family.
他们是一个很快乐的家庭啊，他们有很多快乐的时刻啊，吃饭的，读经的，在一起的时刻。
But I have could have said, I understand all that, but I want to be a rich man.
那他也可以说呢，我都能接受，这是很好的，但我还是想。
I don't want to spend my time going to meetings, reading my Bible. I'm going to do something else.
他说，我也可以说，我不想去花时间在圣经上，我就想去做点别的。
Would it be that I had benefited much from a Christian family?
如果这样，他会很大的受益于这个基督徒家庭吗？
Sure, I'd get all the benefits of the Christian family. I just wasn't a believer myself. I could sing with them. I could laugh with them. I could be there when they prayed and praised. I could rejoice that God did something for them, but I might not believe it.
他当然会受益啊，他也可以与他们一同歌唱欢笑，有很多的喜乐，但他自己就是不信，这完全可能的。他可以尝到一切因着基督徒，因着基督的爱所来的恩典，但是他不信嘛。
5,000 people ate the loaves and fishes. Did they have a good dinner?
那5,000人吃了五饼二鱼，他们吃得好吗？
Yep.
当然很好。
It was marvelous.
非常好。
Were they Christians?
他们是基督徒吗？
No.
那不是。
They went for lunch the next day. They didn't get it, and so they said, "So long, Jesus. Bye bye."
所以第二天他们再去吃，耶稣没给他们吃，他们就不高兴，就走。
They didn't believe Jesus. They said, "We're happy to believe in free lunch if you keep giving us a free lunch." They didn't believe Jesus.
他们不相信耶稣，他们只相信因着耶稣而来的免费的午餐。
So, it's hard for us to distinguish what we believe.
所以很难啊，让我们去分别出我们所信的。
And so, the devil is going to tempt us like he did Adam and Eve. And the Lord is going to allow us to prove him as he did so many in the Old Testament and the New.
那同样撒旦也很想像诱惑亚当夏娃那样来诱惑我们主也许可这些事呢来试炼显明我们。
And so the Spirit of God says, examine yourself whether you are in the faith.
所以神的灵也会告诉我们你要查考自己你看看自己是不是真的。
Ask yourself the question and then do what you would do if you did believe it.
你看自己是不是信呢？就是在这个环境里，你是不是做那当做的事？
All right, well, that's basically the end of my answers. I'm not sure how to explain it more. It is not easy.
这个不容易啊，他尝试要回答的，不是很容易回答。
All right. Well, we didn't go over a lot of new territory today.
我今天主要是在回答问题啊，没有进到新的部分。
Next week we'll go back to chapter 6 of Hebrews and pick up.Probably is it in verse 8 and verse 9 rather. That's where we'll start next week.
下周呢，我们还会回到希伯来书六章，会从九节开始往下继续查考。
Okay, anything else before we close off today?
还有什么问题吗？在我们结束之前，今天。
All right, well, maybe Long, would you just close in prayer for us, and then we'll depart. Thank you.
Okay, 那我们做一个结束的祷告。Shall I pray in Chinese?
Sure.
Okay, 我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这些宝贵的真理父啊。我们有的时候会不明白，求您光照我们，也使我们怀坚定的心跟从您父啊。求您使我们有平安有从您而来救恩的平安。求您把这样的平安赐给我们中间一切所信的弟兄姊妹也为我们心中有负担的亲人祈求求盼望他们早日的重生得救是吧谢谢您在一切事上祝福我们也让我们在 有的难处和环境里依然坚定的信靠您啊，父啊，我们把这一切的感恩、祈求和赞美啊，都献在您面前，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Very good.